right. I enjoy them. I really do. Sometimes I even learn a few things. Plus, I like the interview forum. I think it's going to become an increasingly important art form. I guess it has antecedents in the confession box, mm-hmm. and debating and cross-examination.
Even in some of Brett's plays, if you really look at them, because they reflected a certain period of life and the confession of that life and what it was like.
The only thing I can see is that it might make you, though, say things, to give an answer, you might say things that, while you're giving the answer, you might change your mind. When you're saying something, sometimes after you've said it, you realize that's not what you meant to say. It's led you to a new thought, and you haven't quite got that one worked out yet.
I guess the thing I like about it, it's once you say something, you can't really retract it. It's too late. It's a very existential moment.
You'd be surprised how many groups I've interviewed have said, wait a minute, retract that one. I call the printer and I say, hold that paragraph. Because it's not what they wanted to say.
Yours and Kurt's additions to the tape really should have a place in the interview. You know,
they will.
Because it would be, well, you know, and then you turn it off, but it, you know, then it's more like a dialogue or a conversation rather than, it's less cut and dry. I think, and interviewers usually try and delete themselves, their own personal selves from an interview. I don't think they should.
Well, I've always said they shouldn't, but my editor always says, well...
Well, might as well leave the tape on, because he'll cut it out anyway.
Yeah, I think if he wants to. Because it's something more real. If it's
a conversation, then if it's just a
conversation,
instead of cutting it
out.
Yeah.
It's a thing that never works. I mean, I was in anthropology for a long time. And you find it's impossible to separate what the anthropologist is the questions he's asking about the culture or whatever, from what is from the culture itself. I mean, he's always bringing his perspective in it, and if you attempt to eliminate it, you're keeping the same perspective, but you're making it seem like it's perfectly objective, and it's not. I mean, you're
eliminating the subjectivity of humanity.
Well, I don't know really what quite how to say it, but
well, that's basically what you're saying, I think.
I guess that's why
such thing as an objective view of something. And if you try to create the illusion of an objective view, it ends up becoming more subjective and more misleading than if you just leave it at the state of subjectivity that it was created.
I think that's why a live TV debate or interview, I guess that's why the talk shows are so popular, is because it's right on the line. Everyone's watching,
right.
And you can't run back the tape and do it over, you know,
right.
It's there. Whereas in this kind of thing, with all the editing and all that, it's not quite as...
They've been pretty nice to me. They haven't edited too much out, you know.
That's good.
I stick my subjectivity in there regardless, in ways in which they cannot cut it out at all.
I've never seen it. You haven't had anyone's printed one.
Yeah,
where I've been
Steppenwolf
on
is.
Where I've been there.
Quicksilver's coming next month.
And always interrupt, though, with what you're saying.
You know what's really terrible about the whole thing? They just finished an interview with Janis Joplin and printed that, and she died. And now they're printing the one with Quicksilver, and they just broke up. I'm beginning to think I'm a jinx on the rock field.
Right here
in the
town.
That's right.
What magazine was the Steppenwolf printed in?
In Circus. I went in and it was really nice because I'd had a rather difficult interview a week before with Quicksilver, in which I had to go back and rehash some stuff. And Steppenwolf came in and we just sat down.
Do you think that is
a
man or a woman?
I don't know. By the clogs.
It's impossible to tell them apart these days. Long hair.
Yeah, all those long haired freaks walking around.
They all look the same.
Babe.
I'll be damned. It's a man.
Did anybody show up?
Mm-hmm.
Anybody show up yet?
Oh,
are they ready for me to have a meeting? How long have they been there?
Half hour.
Half
hour from beginning to end.
But is it time? Not time yet?
We just been interviewing away.
Someone will yell down when it's time, I'm sure. We'll say it's time. Also, do you get a little paragraph at the top to describe the setting and
the background, things like that? Well, I was told 3 paragraphs, please. They really limit you. But